Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, here we go. Let's talk about the Zurich Classic in New Orleans this week. It's a team event, and Minnesota Tim is joining me this morning to talk about that. Minnesota Tim, is this your favorite event on tour other than the 3M Open in Minnesota?
Oh, it's right up there, Hank. It's right up there with the Masters for me.
You sound sarcastic.
Yes, yes. This event is...
You don't like it.
No, I'm not a big fan of the event. They're trying to make something out of nothing. You know, they're trying to make a gravel road into a beautiful tar road, and you just can't do it.
Wow. You were struggling to come up with a little analogy there, and you went with gravel road into a tar road.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think of that one?
The first thing came to your mind, huh?
Yeah, well, I live next to a gravel road, so I was thinking, well, how could they make that into a tar road? Well, you really can't.
Is that anything like a blacktop road?
What's that?
Is a tar road anything like a blacktop road?
Or
is
is
a tar road a gravel road that you throw some tar on top of?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get your definition of I'm trying to figure out what a tar road is.
A tar road is a blacktop road, yes.
Those blacktop.
Yeah.
As opposed to a cement highway.
Well, yeah. Or a road. It's a blacktop, yeah.
Blacktop. Okay. Well, they do have, you know, they do throw the tar or the oil or something on top of the gravel. I'm just trying to figure out where you were going. Yeah,
I don't think I knew where I was going with that. Like, I did not have that prepared.
Okay, so I think having a couple events like this on the PGA, you know, they get the match play. People like more match play. And then we saw why they don't have more match play when we had the match play, because everybody that anybody would want to see got defeated. And we had, you know, the Billy Ho playing against Scottie Scheffler. They were like, you know, cheering for Scheffler so hard on TV. He was going to be the new sliced bread. And Billy Ho shoots 73 and beats Scheffler, who shoots 74 in the last match. So that was kind of a little bit of a downer. Although I liked the match play, like the first couple days. Actually, the day when they had the elimination matches, that's good. Whatever day that was, I guess that was Friday. So that was a good day in golf. The rest of it, yeah, it wasn't great because, you know, too many guys get eliminated. But anyway, okay. So then they have this event. This is the team event. You know, the field is not. This was the problem before. They had a really issue with the field here at this tournament. Now, some of that is because where it falls into the schedule. And the issue there is the fact that this is just a couple weeks after the Masters. Then you've got some big tournaments coming up. Valspar will draw a good field down in Florida. That people like that golf course, Innisbrook. So they'll get a pretty darn good field there, decent at least. They'll get a great field at Wells Fargo, at the Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. I mean, that's a major championship course. That usually gets a really good field. And then, of course, you got the great AT&T Byron Nelson. The only one that'll be playing there will be Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler because they're from Dallas. Spieth represents AT&T, so he'll play there. But other than that, that'll be a nothing field. They're playing a new course. Guys are not going to want to go experiment on a new course, so they got to play more practice rounds. And that'll be a disaster at the AT&T Byron Nelson in terms of a field. And the next week is the PGA Championship. So this tournament is kind of sitting right in vacation time. People either took, the players either took 1 week off after the Masters, they took the Heritage off, or, they're taking 2 weeks off. They go Heritage and Zurich off, New Orleans, or they played at Heritage last week, and then they're going to take this week off and next week off. This is just, these players are pretty much geared now to play, 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and that's kind of it. So this tournament has struggled a little bit with the field, and they've had bad weather a lot down there too. It seems to rain this time of the year in Louisiana. So I mean they try to do something to liven it up a little bit. This is the music tournament too, right? They had the walk up music place. Is that the deal?
Yeah, but it's the walk up music.
Are you a fan of that?
It's okay. I'm not a big fan of it.
You know, you're not. You could take it or leave it.
Yes, I mean I'm not aroused by a golf tournament because of the walk-up music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I applaud people for thinking outside the box, though. I like that.
Yeah.
So this is a big outside the box event. You got the walk-up music for the players, and you got the, I don't even know if they're still doing that, and then you got also the fact that it's a team event. So here's what happens when you get a team event. You try to get. You know, obviously you get a good partner, somebody you can match up with. And, you know, I think the thought of the tournament committee or the field or whatever, you know, they're trying to get a field. So what they're trying to do is, man, if maybe somebody will drag a really good player in here, because obviously all the good players are going to get asked, you know, they're going to say, hey, do you want to come play with me? Or do you want, you know, I mean, and they're saying, you know, this would be great. I could get, if I can get this guy to play with me, man, maybe I could win. And that kind of happened last year, although I can't say that Ryan Palmer is sliced bread. I mean, he's pretty darn good. He's had a good year, a good couple years. I mean, he's ranked 27th in the world. But I mean, you know, when he talks John Rahm into playing with him, I mean, that's a good get for him. And then you put a few teams together like that. And maybe he got something. I don't know. I mean, the field this year, give me a little field. We got any good teams or what do we got?
Yeah, we do have some good teams. You mentioned the John Rahm, Ryan Palmer team. The second best team is the Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay team. That's a pretty good team. Both players in the top 10 there.
Okay, that's good.
A young gun team, Colin Morikawa, and the 3M Open winner, Matthew Wolff. That's another great team there.
Boy, he's on a roll, Matthew Wolff.
Yeah, he's been struggling. Signed for the incorrect scorecard at the Masters, at a WD at a different place after shooting like 15 over. He's been WD and DQing. He's been basically running through all the lists there.
Well, the incorrect scorecard was, wasn't he going for a snowman there when he incorrectly signed? I mean, he was going 80 or something, I think. It was a big number, I think.
Oh, okay.
He was going to go down. He was down the road anyways, wasn't he?
I don't think so. I thought he was a few over par.
Well, he wasn't going to make the cut, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler, there's another name.
Okay.
Tony Finau, Cameron Champ.
Yeah.
Hunter Mahan, so Bill Haas is playing this week.
Yeah. Who?
Hunter Mahan, Bill Haas.
Well, that tells you all you need to know right there, that they got in the tournament. Yeah, that's probably a little bit on the weak field. Okay, the format. Give me the format here again. Refresh my memory.
All right, let me read it right off the format rules here. The Zurich Classic format is a 72-hole event. The first and third rounds will be played at best ball, four balls, at TPC Louisiana. The second and final rounds will play under alternate shot foursome rules. A 36-hole cut will be made down to the top 35 teams and ties. A sudden death playoff to settle any ties after 72 holes will be played under rules with format alternating to on each hole, four ball to start, foursomes next, and so forth. This format changed from 2017 where four balls were played in the second and fourth rounds, while alternate shot was the game for the first and third rounds.
All right, so people will make a big deal about this in terms of the Ryder Cup.
Rah-rah.
Ryder Cup. There's only a couple of, players here that honestly are going to be Ryder Cup. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at, I'm talking from the U.S. side, Schauffele and Cantlay, that's one. That's the match that, and the pairing that people will talk because they'll say, oh, those guys, you know, when you watch when Ryder Cup comes around, since they played in this format, which is, you know, the exact same format as the Ryder Cup, you got either a best ball or the alternate shot. foursomes or alternate shot, and they're going to play together. So people are going to say, oh, yeah, you know, they played together at the Zurich thing, and you know, which is actually a good point, I think, you know. So it's good practice for them. So they're probably you know, that's going to be like a Ryder Cup pairing. You watch, that'll be the, if unless they just stink up the place. But that'll be a Ryder Cup pairing. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I'm kind of looking forward to this week, actually.
Really, really?
Yeah, I really am. I think it's different. I think it's pretty good. So I got to get my matchups, my picks a little bit better. I'm on a little bit of a, I wouldn't say I'm like, you know, taking it in a tank, but I'm not.
You're driving on a gravel road right now.
Yeah, I like to get on the tar road. And I'm a little bit on a slump. I'm 1-3 at the Masters, 2-2 last week. I'm at 36-24-2. So I'm still 60% for the year. It's good, but I need to get back on the winning track here. And, you know, I mean, I don't feel like, listen, if I'm betting and I break even like I did last week at the Heritage, I'm not going to be like, you know, super disappointed at breaking even when you're gambling. That's not like a, you know, that's not a bad week. It's just a push. That's fine. No problem. But I gotta get back to the winning ways here. I'd like to pull off a 4-0. You give me these matchups. I'd like to pull off a, but 3-1, I'm very happy with a 3-1. That's a nice profit right there on the 3-1. So I'll take the 3-1, realize that it's tough to win at this.
Did you see that betting is now legal in Arizona?
I did not see that it was legal yet. I saw that they announced it's going to be legal. They think it's going to be legal. And they announced that they are going to have a sports book at the TPC, Scottsdale, where they play the Waste Management Phoenix Open. They're going to build a big something there.
FanDuel.
FanDuel. Okay. Really nice, basically sports book, sports bar kind of thing right there on the property. And this is going to be the first big thing that, you know, I think the tour and gambling is going to throw out there. And I mean, they get 250,000 people at that tournament if there's no COVID. This is going to be huge.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
I honestly think that, I mean, the naysayers were like, oh, you know, golf and gambling. This could really do something for televised golf. I don't know. What do you think?
I completely agree. It could definitely spice it up. People won't be focusing so much on the slow play as they will be their gambling bets.
Yeah, I think it's going to. I think this could be huge. And did you know that the second most bet on sport is golf?
I heard that.
I mean, that's that kind of shy, you know, more than Major League Baseball, more than the NBA. I mean, obviously, college basketball is only big during the, March Madness. But I was kind of shocked by that. And it's going to get, you know, obviously it's way, 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 way behind the NFL. But it's gonna do some closing the gap for sure. This is gonna be I think it's gonna be a big thing. I think it's gonna be really big for golf because you know what golf needs this. I mean, honestly, because I don't think you're gonna have, you know, a superstar that's gonna like captivate everybody in golf. It's just not the next Tiger Woods is not rolling around. I mean, he did a great interview and it was a great win and his son was caddying for him and, you know, the whole thing, you know, Stewart Cink at the RBC Heritage. But, I mean, you know, it's hard to win on the PGA Tour and a 47-year-old that was, you know, ranked, you know, whatever before the two wins, hadn't won in forever. And then he wins twice on the PGA Tour. And then they got to sell us all the time about how, you know, hard it is to win on the PGA Tour. I mean, the gambling's going to do the trick. I really think it is. I think it's going to be big. I can't wait to see what they do in Scottsdale. I think it'll be good. All right. We'll get to some picks. Let me tell you how you can get better at golf. Go to haneyuniversity.com. And subscribe for my instructional emails. free, absolutely free. There's some other great deals on the site as well, where you can check out some training aids, some laser range finder, a great pull card, some putting aids, stuff like that. But the main deal I want you to do is subscribe so you can get my free instructional videos that go out on a daily basis. And that'll help you play better golf. That's what Tim's been studying them every day. Just been very devoted to that. And he's going to break 80 this year.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's what he says. All right. Well, hopefully you and a bunch of other people will do the same thing. HaneyUniversity.com. All right, Tim, we got some good analysis. Let's hear what our matchups are this week.
All right, we got the defending champions, John Rahm and Ryan Palmer, versus Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. Rahm and Palmer average, their world golf ranking is 15. Their history in this event, they won it last year. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, their world golf ranking averages 7.5. They have no history playing in this event together. So Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay versus John Rahm and Ryan Palmer.
Okay. Defending champion has to count for something, like a lot. Rahm and Palmer, they won, 2019. That's a big deal. You got to give them something there. Let's analyze these guys. I'm going to look at three key statistics. Strokes gained tee to green. I'm going to look at off the tee because, that's always a big statistic that the big gamblers look at is off the tee. The other thing that I look at is obviously the putting. Okay, so I'm going to look at those three statistics, and I'm going to see how these guys all stack up. Now, I'm looking for particular strengths or weaknesses by any one player. And then I'm also going to look at and say, okay, kind of like you did, you came up with the average world golf ranking, which I think is very pertinent. I'm going to come up with an average ranking for tee to green and off the tee and putting. So here's the deal with Ryan Palmer and John Rahm. Rahm is a phenomenal ball striker, third strokes gained tee to green, third off the tee. Got it. Ryan Palmer, 40th tee to green and 31st off the tee. Very good. Very good. Yeah, that averages those guys out to 22 tee to green and 17th off the tee. That's going to be a number that's going to match up with anybody in the field right there. Where the issue they run into is the putting. Ryan Palmer is a yipper, but he's managed it well, and he's 52nd in putting. The question is, can he wiggle some in? And John Rahm is typically a very good putter, and he is not having a very good putting year, hence the fact that he has not won this year. And that's where the issue is. Their average putting statistic is 86th. Okay, now we'll look at Schauffele. Schauffele and Cantlay. Two really good ball strikers. Tee to green, Schauffele 15th, Cantlay 12th. Off the tee, Schauffele 38th, Cantlay 22nd. Very good. Putting, Schauffele 8th, and Cantlay 54th. All right. That gives them an average tee to green, Cantlay and Schauffele of 13.5. as opposed to Palmer and Rahm, which is 22. With the putter, Cantlay and Schauffele average ranking 30th, and that is much better than the Rahm and Palmer at 86. Big edge there. Off the tee, 17th for Rahm and Palmer, and 32nd for Cantlay. So the difference here is pretty much with the putter. That's the putter. Okay. And That's the issue. I mean, it's just now. Yeah, I got to factor in the fact that what Cantlay missed the cut last week, didn't he? I mean,
yes, he did.
Yeah, he did not play good. These other guys are coming off the win. They've won before with it. I mean, this is a great matchup. This is a great matchup. These are the two top teams by far. And I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with. Rahm and Palmer.
You don't sound very confident in that selection.
No, I actually feel pretty good about it. I mean, I'm pretty much going. I'm going with the fact that John Rahm is going to not finish the year 122nd in putting, and he's going to get going with the putter a little bit. Hear this. Now, you know, the one thing is he has changed equipment companies and he has changed putters. I all these putters look about the same to me, to be honest with you. They just don't really look that different. And, you know, I'm talking about the tailor-made putter versus the, I'm sure everybody's telling you how theirs is better, but they all look good and they're all got a lot of technology in it. You wouldn't think it would probably make, you know, that big a difference, but maybe that is something. I don't know. Cantlay's been a little off. Maybe he'll get on. I mean, Xander Schauffele never seems off. But Rahm is never off, tee to green either. So this is just a kind of a little bit of a putting contest, but you got to get there before you putt. I'll go Rahm and Ryan Palmer.
All righty. Category number two, we got Colin Morikawa and the 3M winner, Matthew Wolff, versus Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler. Morikawa and the 3M winner, Matthew Wolff, average ranking is 15. They have never played in this event together. Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler, their world golf ranking average is 40.5. They have no history playing in this event either. Bubba did play in this event in 2019 with a different teammate and finished tied for 34th. So we got Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler versus Colin Morikawa and 3M Open winner Matthew Wolff.
Oh, he won the 3M Open a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know.
All right. He is not going well. We talked about that a little bit. He's got the struggle going. Wolff does. I don't know how much he practices. He's a little bit out there, I think, in terms of his dedication to the game right now, from what I've heard. And that's from a reliable source. Got a little head case going on. You know, just signing an incorrect scorecard at the Masters is just not something guys typically do. I mean, it's just Augusta and you kind of pay attention. I mean, you make sure you don't run. You make sure you don't use your cell phone and you make sure you sign your scorecard correctly no matter what you shoot. You don't want to piss anybody off over there. That's just a, you know, something that is a little, it's a little red flag on the Matthew Wolff. Plus he's had other red flags like the WD and the just totally didn't want to be there at the concession at the World Golf Championship. All right. And Bubba is playing better and playing pretty good. I mean, I kind of like where his game is. I like his attitude. I like Scheffler's attitude. So here's the statistical breakdown here. And in the weak link is very obvious in the statistics. Very, very obvious. Okay. Morikawa, tee to green, second. Bubba, 17th. Scheffler, 37th. Okay, all those guys are right there. Matthew Wolff, 159th. His ball striking, and I know he's got a different looking swing and everything. He's got a different swing, but it works. Let me tell you about his different swing. It's not working. 159th strokes gained tee to green is not a good statistic. When people talk about how this guy's going to be this and this guy's going to be that, and he's got so much potential, and you know he was on the champions for whatever that or no, it wasn't. What did they call that thing?
Champions for Change?
No, the charity thing or the TaylorMade. It was a TaylorMade commercial. It was a TaylorMade commercial. Whatever that match was with the Ricky, and Rory and Wolf and DJ. Remember?
Yep.
When we came out of COVID, they put him on there. Okay. He doesn't belong in that group. I mean, he's, you know, he won the 3M Open one time. I mean, come on. You know, so he's 159 strokes gained tee to green. How about his off the tee? He's 201st off the tee. Everybody does. He hits it so far, and he's, you know, really good with the driver. He's not really good with the driver. He is long. There's no doubt about that. But he's 201st and off the tee. That means you can't find your ball. I mean, you're as long as he is, and you're 204th strokes gained off the tee. You cannot find your ball. And here's the problem in this format. It's alternate shot 2 days. So for 2 days, Matthew Wolf has to, he's got to hit 18 drives where he's the lone wolf, the only guy hitting. And he's 159 strokes gained tee to green and 201st off the tee. Yeah, and nothing Morikawa can do on those 18 tee shots that they got to play together. That's going to be a problem. Morikawa's is a struggling putter. I mean, he putted good after the Marco Mira lesson with the saw grip, and he won the tournament at Concession, and he had it all figured out. And since then, it hasn't been, you know, really any better. It's kind of gone back to where it was. 180th on the tour in putting. That's a horrible statistic. Although Bubba is 188th. So they're both, you know, they're both not good with the putter. Bubba's good off the tee, 17th. Scheffler's 16th off the tee. Statistically, this is a blowout. Listen to this. I'll match them up for you. Bubba Watson and Scheffler average off the tee 16.5. Average off the tee, Morikawa and Wolf, 119th. Okay, right there. How about that? Putting. Average putter for these two guys, Wolf, 122nd. Wolf and Morikawa, 122nd. And Bubba and Scheffler, 150th. So that's a, you know, you give a little putting edge to Matthew Wolf. But, boy, off the tee, average between these two guys, Morikawa and Wolf, is 119th, and it's 16 for Bubba and Scheffler. Tee to green, average 100 or 81st on the average for Morikawa and Wolf, and, you know, because Wolf's dragging Morikawa down. And you got tee to green, average Scheffler and Bubba, 27th. I'm going Bubba and Scheffler on this one.
Yeah, looks like an obvious choice on that one.
Yeah, I'm going with that one. Morikawa's great, but I just don't see how Wolf doesn't drag him down. That's an issue.
You don't see how the 3M experience helps Wolf in this situation?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't see how that does anything. Okay. All right, we'll get to the last couple. Wolf needs some help with his ball striking. And if you need some help with your pain relief, it's Voodoo Pain Relief Cream that can do the trick. You get it for free at voodoopainrelief.com. Right there on the front page, click on the box, free 2-week supply, voodoopainrelief.com. All right, Tim, next matchup.
All right, Category 3, Tony Finau and Cameron Champ versus Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman. Finau and Champ average, their world golf ranking is 49.5. They have no history playing in this event together. They did play in this event last year with different teammates, and they both missed the cut, actually in 2019, not last year. This tournament did not exist last year because of COVID. Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman, their average world golf ranking is 31st. They have no history playing in this event either. Cameron Smith did play in this event in 2018 and 2019, and he missed the cut both times there as well. So Tony Finau, Cameron Champ versus Cameron Smith, Mark Leishman.
Wow. Okay. Here's the statistical breakdown here. The best ball striker is Tony Finau by far. He's 5th strokes gained tee to green. Second best is Cameron Champ, 67th. Off the tee, Finau is 34th. Champ is 8th. So tee to green, these guys are very, very good. And they have a huge advantage over Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman. Cameron Smith, 148th tee to green. Leishman, 117th off the tee. Cameron Smith, 108th. Leishman, 166th. Big, big disparity on the ball striking for Finau and Champ. The issue is with the putter. Finau's 86th, and we all know that that's kind of what has held him back. Champ is 212th. Is that the? I mean, that's like the worst putter on the PGA Tour, Tim.
One of the worst, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that's really bad, really bad. And you know, you look at Cameron Smith; he's 17th in putting, and 117th. Is Leishman. So they have a decided disadvantage in ball striking and a decided advantage in putting. So the question is, who do you go with here? Smith and Leishman are better, players in general, just a world ranking. Like you said, I mean, their average is 31 versus 49.5. Boy, you got the two bombers, the long hitters, but you got to be able to find it. The thing is, if you have to find your ball, you can always gear down. Here's my thing on Cameron Smith and Leishman. I kind of like them because they're the Australian deal. You know, they got the rah-rah President's Cup going. Okay, so they're pretty, they're a little, a little team. They got a little team action.
Rah, rah.
Yeah, is that a good thing? Don't you think that's a good thing? I mean, it probably is. I'm going to go with the two teammates.
I agree with that selection, yeah.
Based on that one, that's what I'm going to do with. Cameron Champ's on your team, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is on my team, but I agree with the selection to pick the Australians.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with the Australians on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Category four is Max Homa and Taylor Gooch versus Billy Horschel and Sam Burns. So Max Homa and Taylor Gooch's average world golf ranking is 55. They have no history playing in this event together. Max did miss the cut last year in 2019 with a different teammate. Billy Horschel and Sam Burns, their average world golf ranking is 55.5. They have no history playing together. Sam Burns missed the cut in 2018 and 2019 with a different teammate. And Billy Horschel actually won this event in 2018 with Scott Piercy, I believed,
yeah,
and finished tied for 13th in 2019. So Billy Horschel and Sam Burns versus Max Homa and Taylor Gooch.
All right. When you see somebody that wins a tournament like this, and you see somebody that wins a tournament like the match play, like Billy Horschel, one of the things that you look at, you say, you know what? If he's got a little something to back him up, he's a better player. And the little something to back you up is a partner. And the little something to back you up, because you're not counting every score at this thing. You are in the two alternate shot days, because if you mess up, you mess up. But best ball, I mean, you can be out of a hole and you're still playing. So there's not the pressure that you have at a regular stroke event. The same thing at a match play tournament. I mean, you can make an eight on a hole and you just lose one hole. You don't lose the whole tournament like you would if you did that in a stroke play event. So I got to give that a little bit something. There's something about that with Horschel winning these different events. And he's, statistically, he's okay. Tee to green, he's 99th. That's not, great, for a guy that says he's going to win a major, thinks he can win a major, wants to win a major. And that's after, coming off the winning the match play with the, one over par the last round. Like, I don't know how that, gives you all the confidence to win a major, but whatever. I mean, maybe he will. Right now, I don't know where he would be on the list of player of a best player to have not won a major. He's pretty far down, to be honest with you. But anyway, ball striking wise, he's the worst in this group. Burns 58th, Gooch 50th, and Homa 55th. But he's not way behind. Off the tee, they're Horschel's the best at 24th, and You know, Homa's 85th, Gooch 84th, Burns 59th. So they got, you know, they're ball striking wise, off the tee, got a little bit of an edge, a decent edge to Horschel and Burns. Tee to green, it's pretty close. And with the putter, you got an edge to Horschel and Burns. And Horschel likes these different kind of events. So I'm going Horschel and Burns.
Okay.
That's it. That's good. I think that I feel pretty good about that, actually. So I think that's a 3-1 week for sure. I don't know which one is going to not come through for me, but I don't see doing worse than 3-1 here. Yeah, I got good logic, good matchups, and I think it's going to be pretty good. All right, Tim, you going to be watching on the edge of your seat?
I'll be watching on the edge of my seat.
Okay, are you playing this weekend or what?
I'm not sure what this week. No. I have a Bible retreat this weekend. I will not be playing golf. Yeah.
Where are you doing that? Are you going to, you know, somewhere or different?
Yeah. We're going to Glenwood, Minnesota, which is about an hour and a half. 20 guys are going up there for a Bible retreat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that'll be a, where is that located?
That is going to be northwest.
You take a big, it's a road trip.
Yeah, a little road trip.
How long way?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a good time and, you know, everything works out.
Yeah. That's so good. I need to get my TP guarantee of the week correct this week. I'm 8-10.
When was the last time you won one of those? Let's see, right here.
4 weeks ago.
So the guarantee, the real guarantee is just bet against him.
That's not true. I go through peaks and valleys. So I had 3 in a row that were right. I said Hank will not go 4-0 in the Players' Championship picks. I said a player outside the top 50 will win the Matt Jones, the Honda Classic.
All right.
And I said Dustin Johnson will not make the final four in the match play in the WGC. So I got all those right. And then I got 3 wrong in a row. So I need to get another one right. I will say this. My guarantee of the week, Hunter Mahan and KJ Choi will not finish dead last. They will beat somebody.
He's playing with KJ Choi?
He's playing with Bill Haas. Excuse me. KJ Choi is playing with Sung Kang.
Okay. So you're going to... You're going. Let me review this one more time because you got a little off the rails there.
Yeah.
You're betting against Hunter Mahan and who's his partner?
Bill Haas. I'm saying that they will not finish last.
That's like a guarantee.
Yes.
That they'll finish somewhere not last.
Yes.
Wow. You think you can find that bet in Las Vegas somewhere?
Probably not. No.
No, they don't. They're not. That's not a bet.
But that's what makes the TP guarantee unique.
How can it be a bet? How can you guarantee something that doesn't exist?
I just made it exist. I pulled it out of thin air.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, okay. We'll see how you do on that one.
Thanks.
Well, I'll be watching that one closely for you. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Hank Haney, at Tim Barachka. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Get your free stuff, VoodooPainRelief.com, free 2-week supply, free subscription to HaneyUniversity.com. You get my instructional emails. Make sure you do that. Follow us on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast so the podcast shows up every day. And I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.